Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome into another episode of the Wolverine Live Recruiting Show. I'm your host, EJ Holland. Alongside me is my co-host, Zach Libby, who is actually on his way to Ann Arbor to personally greet the team. He will be like on the runway with 12 hot and readies congratulating them on their national title. Isn't that right, Zach?
Yes, I am the only one invited. They asked me to personally greet them back home. So what an honor.
Well, there was a question in the chat box already that said, did Libby celebrate the natty with a hot and ready?
I did not.
Wow.
I had Culver's last night, which not the best cool. Food.
You had some cheese curds.
It was fine. Yeah. I didn't think about it. Maybe I should have gotten Little Caesars. More on brand for me.
Well, I had an open face filet mignon sandwich with blue cheese and a side of roasted potatoes and carrots. So there you go. Definitely beats Culver's. though I do miss Culver's. Anyway, we are here to talk about the national championship recruiting impact for Michigan. But before we do that, we do have a message from our sponsor, Leonard Financial Solutions. Leonard Financial Solutions founder Jonathan Leonard wants to listen to you to get to know your story and how he can best help you. People often hesitate to contact a financial advisor because they think they have to know what they want first. Leonard Financial Solutions founder Jonathan Leonard will start with you at square one, getting to know you and your unique situation. You don't want to outlive your retirement money. You don't want to make risky investments. You don't want your loved ones to experience financial insecurity. Leonard Financial Solutions wants to alleviate your fears by providing you with options for life insurance, income protection, retirement income, safe annuities, and Medicare. They take the time to explain the pros and cons of each product and will not rush you through the decision-making process, giving you the time you need to commit to a plan. When is the best time to sit down with a financial advisor? The answer is now, whether you are just starting out or hoping to retire in the next 5 years or already retired, Leonard Financial Solutions wants to help you make smart decisions about your money. Get the expert financial advice without the high-pressured sales pitch at www.leonardfs.com or call 856-444-LIFE. That's leonardfs.com or call 856-444-LIFE. All right. Thanks again to Leonard Financial Solutions. Hopefully everybody is making sound financial decisions and not splurging all their money after seeing Michigan win the natty. But obviously it was great to do that or to see that last night. Before we talk about, you know, just the recruiting impact, which is what we're going to be more focused on. I mean, what was just your, you know, we're recruiting guys, so we don't talk about the team very much. But what was just your reaction, Zach, to watching Michigan come away with the national championship?
I mean, I mean, from like a person, right? Like not a journalist. I mean, I was like 9 months old the last time Michigan won a national championship. And I have lived in Metro Detroit essentially my entire adult life. So from just a historic standpoint, like this was huge just for not only the Michigan community, but for everyone who supports Michigan and Michigan football. You know, I was down there in Ann Arbor for like the initial celebration on South University. You can just see like there's people crying. Everyone was hugging each other. It was just cool to see just how special it was for people who live and die by this football team. And even on social media, you see videos of like people celebrating in different parts of the world, parts of the country. And I guess the reaction's all the same. Like they've been waiting for this for 26 years. And not only that, this is their first outright title since 1948. So this is a first for everybody. I think it's just amazing to see just the journey that it took for Michigan to get here, all the leaps and bounds. And I think it paid off. And I think everyone deserves to celebrate in which they have. And it's fun to watch, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was more so just the people, I guess. I mean, the kids on the team, I mean, they're not kids anymore, but obviously when I covered them, they were kids. But just seeing, you know, the guys, you know, earning that national championship. I wrote today, you know, my first full cycle on the Michigan beat was 2021. I covered the 2020 class a little bit. I started in August, but most of those guys had already committed. So 2021 was my first real cycle on this beat, and it happened to be my favorite cycle ever across all the, you know, all the beats I've been on. And you know, the reason for that was, you know, the kids in that class, JJ McCarthy, Junior Colson, Donovan Edwards, the belief they had in Michigan after Michigan posted a 2-4 record. You know, the game against Ohio State got canceled. There were rumors about Jim Harbaugh being fired or not signing his contract. And, you know, there was something going on with Harbaugh, as there always is every year. But, you know, those three kids in particular really bought in, and they just had such special personalities. They're unlike any other kids I've ever covered. Like if you were, you know, the fun thing about recruiting is there's new kids every year, so you get to meet new kids, right? And that's cool because every year is different and you build new relationships and stuff. But I always wish there were a handful of kids that I could cover every year, right? Like, you know, I'm sure for team guys, it gets kind of repetitive a little bit because you're covering the same guys. But JJ Jr. and Donovan are three guys that I wish I could cover every cycle. Like I legitimately miss covering them as recruits. They were just such fun kids, extremely talented kids. And you know, they were kind of that driving force behind, you know, the turnaround. And then on top of that, you know, just seeing other kids that exceeded expectations as well, that I was really high on, like Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham. And, you know, everybody knows how close I was to Will Johnson. So seeing him come away with the interception last night, I know that probably meant a lot to his dad, Dion, who was a former Wolverine. So just seeing the kids themselves, you know, win a national championship, that was the most, you know, fulfilling thing for me. You know, I play a very tiny role in their process, but seeing them come away, you know, with a national championship, that's pretty cool. And even, you know, Jim Harbaugh, I grew up a 49ers fan. When I watched the NFL, I was super diehard as a kid. And when I interned with the Cowboys, I volunteered to go to the away locker room just so I could see Jim Harbaugh. Like that's how, you know, big of a fan I was. So seeing him come away with a natty, you know, after not winning the Super Bowl with the Niners was pretty cool as well. But, you know, it's a little bittersweet from our perspective, because we do only cover recruiting, and you know, it's amazing to see Michigan win a national championship. But from a recruiting perspective, now we're entering a really odd period. I was on the phone with Zach earlier today, just talking about content, right? And you know, we have more than 100 kids that have reacted to the national championship win over at thewolverine.com. So don't get me wrong, there's definitely excitement, but it feels like Michigan may not capitalize on the Natty just because, you know, I feel like we're going to have the celebration this week, which again, Zach's going to greet the team personally to celebrate. But we're going to have the celebration this week. And then I feel like it's going to be all Harbaugh rumors. Is he going to the NFL or not? Which members of the staff are staying? And so I feel like there are a lot of kids, or at least a handful of kids, that are really close to committing, but are just kind of spooked a little bit by the Harbaugh situation. So, you know, January, there's a lift in the dead period. So you have 3 weekends to host recruits, and then you hit a month long dead period. So now would be the time to get all these kids back on campus and really sell Michigan, win the Natty. And I'm not really sure that's going to happen just because of, you know, the expected Harbaugh drama, unless you think he signs, Zach, and we avoid all of this. I mean, what's kind of your take on where we go, you know, where we go from here as we head into the offseason and start getting into the 2025 recruiting side?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obvious Michigan wants Harbaugh back. All the content from Houston with the Wolverine, with interviews with athletic director Ward Manuel and President Santono, I mean, they were going on the record about re-signing Harbaugh. Like, they want him in the program. You know, he was putting out kind of teasers, I guess, if you will, you know, during his presser about, like, you know, extending spring practice a little bit and all that, just getting fans, you know, getting the innuendo. But, yeah, this is the prime 3 weeks, as you mentioned, to get these kids on campus and really get the momentum moving forward for a very successful offseason. You know, you're entering it with 4 commits, all of them in the top 400. But this is your opportunity to really cement yourself as a top juggernaut on the recruiting trail, especially with, as you mentioned, just all the success that the kids on the team that have shown, the dominance at the national championship. Having your coach back and having him there for the long term, I think will just – show commits that the future is going to have Jim Harbaugh as its leader. And I think the obvious result from that would just be a huge success with recruiting, especially with, if you can keep the assistant coaches on staff as well, I think that would just do wonders for Michigan. That's sort of the wait and see period, right? So the worst case scenarios, you enter the offseason without Harbaugh and you figure out who is the next man up, whether it's in-house or not. But in an ideal world, for a recruiting perspective, you want the guy who has shown an immense talent to close with top recruits, a guy who parents, inner circle, loved ones, even the recruits themselves have spoken wonders about Harbaugh during individual meetings on unofficial visits. I think for a class too, with 2025, which is stockpiled with skilled position and offensive linemen and defensive linemen, this is the chance for Michigan to really put itself on a pedestal, not only in college football, but also in recruiting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and you look at, you know, Zach, you mentioned Michigan already has 4 commits. 2 are, you know, really magnetic type guys that can really help you build a class similar to, you know, JJ Jr. Donovan. You have Chris Ewald and Carter Smith. You know, Michigan hasn't had that vocal leader at the quarterback position that's rallying guys, helping recruit guys. And I know some expected Jaden Davis to be a little bit of that, but I think, you know, Jaden Davis was more of a quiet, confident leader. I think Carter Smith has more of that JJ type of personality where he can do a lot more peer recruiting. Michigan hasn't had that at the quarterback position since JJ. So you have a guy that's willing to go out there and peer recruit and be a loud kind of figure in this class. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Ewald isn't really that vocal guy as much, but he's kind of like a Will Johnson. Like, he commands respect from everybody around him. He's a guy that's very active on the 7-on-7 circuit. So he travels across the country and competes against some of the nation's best skill players and, you know, obviously gets to meet with some of the best defenders as well. So I think Ewald having that Will Johnson type personality and Carter Smith having a little bit of JJ in him, I mean, you have two foundation pieces right there that can help you on the peer recruiting side. If Jim Harbaugh stays, I think the, you know, there's obviously credibility there with the national championship and Jim Harbaugh just being Jim Harbaugh. I mean, he's been a legend. I mean, these kids saw him coach in the NFL. Now they've seen him coach at Michigan and win. He's won at both levels. I think the credibility is obviously there. And, you know, kids want to still play for Jim Harbaugh. So, you know, getting Harbaugh signed, having those guys in the class, I think it's, you know, and improving NIL obviously is the big thing for the bigger fish. I think if you can get those three things really rolling, if you can get, you know, kids on campus with Carter and Ewald, if you get Harbaugh re-signed, if you get an NIL approach on the recruiting trail, I mean, all the ingredients are there for Michigan to have a really special 2025 recruiting class. They just have to make it happen. Now, if Harbaugh leaves, it'll be interesting to see how everything plays out. So let's play hypothetical here, Zach, which a lot of people have been doing. If Harbaugh leaves and Sherrone Moore is promoted as head coach, what kind of impact do you think that will have on recruiting?
You figure out what kind of head man Sherrone Moore is, right? You kind of figure out who gets promotions in-house. You find out which position coaches kind of leave for other schools, possibly with Harbaugh. You figure out kind of the new guys who get hired and who they are as recruiters and how they can fill shoes or make an even lasting impact. You know, just from people, I know that, you know, we cover different sets of kids on Nationwide, and I feel like the sentiment from Moore from people that we speak to, it mirrors one another. I mean, he's a very down-to-earth personality. He's very in tune with creating relationships away from football. He's proven that he can win a football game, four to be exact, this season. He's known to step up in big moments, you know, at Penn State, against Ohio State. I think it's the sort of, I would expect Sherrone Moore to be the head coach, considering the success that he had as the acting head coach, his two-time Joe Moore Award winning groups as an offensive line coach, his ability to step up and take the reins as sole play caller. He's shown to understand the culture, revel in it, build it up, have the commodity of the entire locker room. You know, everyone seems to hold him to a high degree, and recruits, not just offensive linemen or offensive recruits, but really anyone that he has gotten to know on the recruiting trail. So I would expect him to pick up the reins in due time. I think it's just a matter of, you know, you just have to get the ground up. You just have to get it running. Like, if he's going to be the head man, do it as soon as possible. Like, you don't want that waiting period of, like, let's wait and see what Harbaugh does. Like, I would want him to get the reins as soon as possible so that there is the wheels don't stop. Everything is the same. You go into 2024 with the same mindset. It's just a different man in charge.
Yeah, I think with Sherrone, he would be a very active recruiter as a head coach. You know, he's a guy that was known for a long time as an ace recruiter before he added, and he's still a very, very good recruiter. But before he added the responsibilities of being the offensive line coach and then being the offensive coordinator and then being the interim head coach. And so he has all these things on his plate. But I think as head coach, he would be similar to Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame in the sense that he would just have that personality. He would be a guy that kids would gravitate to as a pure head coach. And so, you know, I think he would definitely provide a boost from that front. But at the same time, you can counter and say that, you know, he's not Jim Harbaugh. So he's not going to have the same type of impact when he walks into your living room or when he walks into your school. It's not seeing Jim Harbaugh anymore. It's, you know, it's seeing Sherrone Moore, and that's not really a bad thing on Sherrone Moore. Like I said, I think he can be a great recruiter as a head coach, but I feel like you're a little bit in a Jim Harbaugh shadow in a sense, because you're not Jim Harbaugh and you don't have that same, you know, proven track record. You don't have that, you know, living legend type of status. And so, you know, I think you could see it both ways. I think one of the most important parts of it, though, is something that Antoine mentions, is just keeping the same ingredients. And I see it as keeping the same culture. If you promote Sherrone Moore, I think you retain most of the staff. And, you know, I think that and a lot of the staff members, you know, obviously have strong ties to Michigan, played at Michigan, you know, Ron Bellamy, Mike Elston, Mike Hart. And so I think you maintain that culture. But I think this cycle is very imperative for Michigan on the recruiting trail, because you are coming off a national championship. You know, you're coming off a national championship, but you're also coming off back-to-back cycles where you finished outside of the top 15, at least per On3, you know, in the recruiting rankings. Now is the time to land a big time class. And by big time class, I don't necessarily mean top 5 or top 3. If you can land a top 10 class, I mean, that's absolutely awesome. Remember, Michigan didn't necessarily have a ton of 5-stars on the field last night, but those classes were all top 15. You know, 2020, 2021, 2022 was a top 10 class. All three of those classes were top 15 classes and all had, you know, some top 50 playmakers, JJ Donovan, obviously, Will Johnson. And so I think you need to recruit back at that level to maintain the success that you're having, to repeat as national champions, to win national championships long-term, especially as the schedule gets tougher with the Pac-12 schools coming in and the out-of-conference schedule, you know, toughening up with Texas coming to town and things of that nature. So, you know, I think whether Harbaugh or Moore is the guy, this recruiting cycle has to be a big win for Michigan. All right, let's talk about some individual recruits. Obviously, we had more than 100 recruits react to Michigan's win over Washington in the national championship. Make sure to subscribe to thewolverine.com for that. Right now, it's just $1 for 1 month. So $1 for 1 month gets you premium access to everything Michigan recruiting. Team related, there's no better time to subscribe than obviously right now when Michigan's coming off a national championship. So take advantage of that at thewolverine.com. Also, like this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel for free. We're putting out a ton of videos. Zach will have video from the celebration as he greets the team in Ann Arbor. But yeah, let's talk a little bit about some individuals. And really quick before we do, we only have about 8 minutes left in this show. So if you do want a question answered tonight, make sure to leave a super chat and we will get that. That money goes directly to our travel budget so we can see recruits across the country. But Zach, like I said, we had more than 100 recruits react to Michigan's win. Who were a couple guys that responded to you that, you know, you're kind of impressed with what they had to say about the Natty win?
I think the first one is Jordan Marshall, top 100 Michigan signee in the 24 class. This was the best quote, in my opinion, saying that it's a privilege to take the role of Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards. And after that performance in the national championship, I think I can only imagine what he was thinking. You know, his quote saying, you know, this Natty won't be the last, there's more coming. I think it shows with the 24 class overall that they are excited to keep this going and to really start a dynasty. But there was a few 25 guys that really stood out. I think the obvious one to start off with is Avery Gash on 300 in-state. Offensive lineman, you know, he was impressed with the dominance up front by Michigan's offensive line. He now that Bryce Underwood is committed to LSU, Avery Gash is the top target for Michigan in-state in the 25 class. So having him continue to be impressed with the offensive line, something that he has seen live three times in game this season at the Big House, is something that is a must. And having him back for campus is also the same. But a couple others, especially ones who kind of had their interest in Michigan rise because they have an offer from the Big Ten, from the national champs. One is Marquise Davis from Cleveland Heights, Ohio, the Gatorade Ohio Player of the Year. Came in second behind Jordan Marshall for the Ohio Mr. Football Award. Just a bruising running back, someone that both you and I are high on, just a physical, dominant, just tailback, and one that can be a bell cow in the, at the next level. Others that I feel like we both are kind of predict to go to Michigan, you know, guys like Marcus Wimberly, safety from Arkansas, Alex Graham, cornerback from IMG Academy, guys who knew, who had the feeling that Michigan was going to win the national championship, guys who have seen them in this road to the national championship. And basically their quote was just, they finished the job. So I feel like just the job for them obviously isn't over. And if they go, then they can take that next step and reach another national title. So, you know, we've done these real quick. I mean, we've done these recruit reactions for, since the Ohio State game, and, you know, over 100 recruits have responded to each. So clearly winning means something for these kids, and most of them have visited too. So they understand the atmosphere and the culture, and I feel like that's something they want to be a part of, and their quotes are a reflection of that.
Definitely. So, guys, we have about 280 people watching live right now, and we only have like 28 likes. So it takes 1 second to like the video so we can get in front of other Michigan fans. It's free to subscribe to the YouTube channel, but please leave us a like if you are tuning in as we're about to wrap up this show. That is a terrible ratio. Come on, guys. You can do better than that. Michigan just won the Natty. Like the video. But yeah, I mean, some guys that stood out, some responses that stood out to me, Gatlin Bear, first and foremost, top 100 wide receiver, the only real remaining target in the 2024 recruiting class. And you saw him even tweeting during the game, saying, you know, who did they give the Joe Moore Award to, you know, because Michigan was obviously dominating up front in that first quarter. And you had the offensive line signees like Luke Hamilton join in and kind of pump him up. And after the game, you know, he was just really, really genuine with his response. He was excited for fellow Idaho native Colston Loveland. He actually had a conversation with both Ron Bellamy and Donovan Edwards the night before the national championship. So then to see Donovan Edwards explode for those two big runs, I think, you know, really caught his attention as well. And, you know, as he, it kind of winds down for Gatlin as he gets ready to choose between Michigan and Oregon. I think this national championship win kind of gives the Wolverines an extra push in that recruitment. I think a lot's going to depend on the Jim Harbaugh discussions over the next few weeks, but, you know, he couldn't have been more impressed with the Natty, even if JJ didn't throw the ball that much. I mean, I think Michigan's already done a really good job of explaining to him what kind of impact he can make on the offense and how he can be a difference maker in the system. Another response that stood out to me was just Chris Ewald. You know, he gave his response about Michigan winning the game, but then he ended his response by saying, you know, I'm so glad that Michigan allowed me to commit early and be a face of the class. So you're seeing Ewald, despite his visits to Miami and Florida State and the NIL talk, you're showing his or he's showing his love for the program and his commitment to Michigan and wanting to build a special class. I don't think Chris Ewald wants to go anywhere. I think he wants to stick with Michigan. I think, you know, obviously, like some other recruits in the 25 class, they're curious to know about Jim Harbaugh's future. But I think, you know, the strong preference for Ewald is to stay committed and be a leader in this class, along with Carter Smith, who also was one of the first recruits to actually respond right after the win. And so I think you're seeing that Ewald isn't just some type of facade, some kid from the Southeast that just committed to hold a spot and is going to flip later on. Like, he's, you know, a legitimate top 100 recruit that wants to be at Michigan, that buys into the vision, that has strong relationships with Steve Klingscale and Jesse Minter and Denard Robinson. So I think, you know, maybe the fan base is starting to see Ewald in a different light. Like, it's not just Michigan's not just a holding spot, or he didn't just jump on a wave. Like, he actually believes in this. He's actually a culture fit as well. So I think, you know, him seeing Will Johnson have all that success and coming away with a pick last night also helped with his recruitment. And then the offensive line recruits, you know, a lot of good reactions across the board from, you know, top 100 guys like Lamont Rogers, or on 300 guys like Michael Carroll and Rowan Byrne, Avery Gash. Like, I think the offensive line group was just really, really impressed with the way Michigan's offensive line played, and for good reason, especially early on in the game. I think if you're an offensive line or defensive line recruit, it would be extremely difficult to not have Michigan in your top group. So again, we have more than 100 recruit reactions to Michigan winning the Natty over at thewolverine.com. You can subscribe today for just $1 for 1 month. Also, make sure to like this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel completely free. Zach will have video from the team's arrival in Ann Arbor and the celebration. I will be back tomorrow at 7 Eastern to answer all of your questions. Appreciate everybody for joining us tonight, and congrats to all you Michigan fans on the national championship.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.